Hello, and welcome to the Toncast. I'm your host, Flavius Maximilian. I'm joined today by Todd Robert Anderson, the famous in Dubai actor. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so nice to finally have you on the show.
Ah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, well, how have you been?
I've been just dandy. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. What's new in your life?
Well, my family and I just got back from a lovely week-long cruise to glorious Mexico.
South of the border.
Indeed. We went on one of those carnival cruises. You know, cruises for poor people. And
Was there an actual carnival on the cruise?
It was a bit of a carnival.
There were a lot of bright lights.
There weren't elephants or a big top.
That's more of a circus, I guess.
It wasn't a literal carnival, but it had the spirit of a carnival. Lots of entertainments and games and drinks and food. Lots of food.
On the high seas.
On the highest of seas. Quick tip to anyone thinking about taking a cruise, do not get a room near the bow.
Oh.
Because when they drop anchor at 6 a.m., it wakes you up. Anchors dropping on big ships.
They're pretty big.
They're very big and they're very loud.
And for those of you that don't know, the bow is the front of the ship, I believe.
It is the front. Front part.
If you're not a sailor.
Yes, if you're not familiar with nautical terminology. Yes.
Well, and you're old. That's all old hat to you now.
You're a salty sea dog. They describe everything. When you look on the maps, it says, you know, aft and fore and bow and
starboard.
You have to know all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good cruise.
I mean, I've never been on a cruise before, so I don't really have much to compare it to. But was it
like the Love Boat?
No, it wasn't like the Love Boat. There was love, and there was a lack of love. Like, we went to one bar, and this couple came in. We were sitting off to the side, and this couple came in and sat at the bar on the bar stools, and the lady part of the couple fell backwards off the bar stool onto her back. And her husband's reaction was not to help her up or find out if she was okay. His knee-jerk reaction was, "Well, I didn't do anything!" And then he stormed away.
So it was more like what, the late 80s or early 90s Love Boat revival.
Yeah, it was sort of like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Is it the new Love Boat or even more, Here Comes the Love Boat?
Here Comes the Love Boat. Yeah, that's what it was. Yes, here comes the princess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, that's excellent. Well, you know, my interviews are word association.
Of course.
Interviews,
yes, of course.
And where I give you a word and then you tell us all about the first thing that just pops in your head, if it's another word, if it's a story, if it's, you know, a noise, some kind of sound, just, you know, whatever comes in, just spew. Yeah, just throw
just
it out.
Spew
there.
It
so
out.
Out there.
Okay.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Candy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really? Why?
Well, because I imagine that a lot of his women that he kept on the side, he referred to as his candy.
His candy.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's nice. That's really good. Balloons.
Animals.
Really?
Balloon animals.
Well, do you have a specific memory of balloon animals that maybe...
The balloon animal memory of mine that is resonates the most throughout the years is actually seeing Steve Martin's stand-up on video in the 80s. And he had a animal bit, and he started to blow up the balloons, and then he stopped, and he said, "Wait a sec, have you seen this before? And the audience says, yes. And he goes, I'm sorry, I don't like to repeat. And then they're like, boo. And he's like, oh, the audience is demanding I do it. I'll tell you what, I'll make balloon animals, but I won't blow them up. And then he makes little tiny animals out of unblown up balloons.
Which, yeah,
but then he makes actual balloon animals, including one he calls a venereal disease. So I remember
That's really nice. Yeah. It's a good story.
Yeah. I'm full of those useless memories about other people's bits. Ask me more.
Pine cone.
Baker's Grove.
Why?
Baker's Grove is a place that my Nana has a little cabin. It's in Massachusetts. It's on Wyman's Pond, which sits at the base of Wachusett Mountain. Oh. And it's a pine grove, a pine tree grove. And there are a lot of really tall pine trees, and they drop sap all over your car, so you have to cover your car if you park there.
And a sap tarp.
And there are lots of pine cones around. And so if you're walking around barefoot, watch out!
Watch out for the pine cones.
Yeah, because those things hurt your feet.
And the sap.
Yep, the sap gets all over you. It's hard to get off. You have to use pine sol to get it off.
Vermouth.
Martinis.
Yeah, that's about it. I think that's probably about it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Rodeo.
Clowns. Rodeo clowns. More comic bits that aren't mine. I love the rodeo clown bit from Shakes the Clown.
Excellent. Excellent. For those that have not seen Shakes the Clown, can you give us a
quick synopsis? It's a Bobcat Goldthwait joint. It's about an alcoholic clown. J. Carr of the Boston Globe called it the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies. And it's just about his exploits as a drunken clown and trying to become a successful TV clown. But rodeo clowns, see, there are mimes, and the clowns beat up on the mimes.
Right.
But the clowns are afraid of rodeo clowns because rodeo clowns get hit by bulls, so they're not afraid of anybody.
They're like the apex of the clown community.
Yeah, they will beat up.
The alpha males.
Yeah, if you're not a rodeo clown, don't go around rodeo clown bars. That's excellent. All there is there.
Necronomicon.
Evil Dead. Yeah. The book in Evil Dead. I mean, it's obviously in a lot of movies. I even saw a movie called Necromonicon, which was terrible. But I like it in Army of Darkness, especially, because it bites his hand. And then he gets sucked into it, and his face gets so stretchy. I like that.
Oatmeal.
My son. His favorite breakfast is oatmeal. He eats oatmeal every day.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do and the tasty way to do it, especially if you have diabetes.
And you're a thing.
Yeah. Yes. My son does not have diabetes.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, we're off to a raging start. Good start, you guys.
Lantern.
Green.
Mm-hmm.
Gay. Oh, I'm continuing word association, because the new Green Lantern is gay, which is good. I think that's a nice step. I think all superheroes are kind of there already, but, you know.
Well, there's an element of flamboyance.
They wear tights a lot. Yeah. Costumes.
Satanic cult.
Witchcraft. The series of straight-to-video movies from the 80s and 90s. Witchcraft, Satan cult.
It's good. Witches. Sweaters.
Wintertime. Yeah. I haven't worn a sweater in so long. Do they even make sweaters anymore? Because they've kind of fallen out of style.
I think they do.
Every time I put on a sweater, because I don't even have any sweaters anymore, but I did for a while.
So you put on somebody else's
sweater? I would put on a sweater. I will steal a sweater if need be, if it's cold enough. But I every time I put on a sweater, people go, what is this, the Cosby Show? And I'm like, well, don't all sweaters sort of look like the sweaters that Bill Cosby wore?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, so if you wear a sweater, you're associated. Not that it's bad being associated with the Cosby Show or anything, but
yeah, but you have to expect that question every time.
Yeah, it gets aggravating.
Yeah, very, very. Beehive.
Fire Down Below, a Steven Seagal film about a toxic waste being dumped into the interior of a mountain. And Marg Helgenberger of CSI fame plays a woman who lives in the town, and she's a beekeeper.
Excellent.
There you go.
Excellent. Ritual sacrifice.
The First Power with Lou Diamond Phillips, and he's chased by Jeff Kober, who's sacrifices people ritually and has the powers of Satan. Oh, okay. He can jump off buildings and land on his feet.
holidays.
That makes me think of Jimmy Buffett and going on cruises and, you know, drinking margaritas, gaining weight, getting home and looking at my belly and thinking it's pretty much over for me.
Bicycle.
Raleigh. Because that was my first bicycle. It was a red Raleigh bicycle. That's how I learned.
Schwinn. That was a blue Schwinn.
You were smart. A Schwinn. Yeah.
Well, we had a...
Did your...
In my neighborhood, there was like a little... Like a Schwinn store on the edge of my neighborhood next near my elementary school next to the 7-Eleven.
Oh, nice. It was specific to Schwinn.
It was
Schwinn.
A Schwinn... Yeah, it was a Schwinn big Schwinn bike store.
All the bike shops in my neighborhood, they represented all brands.
Yeah, no, this was old. This was an exclusive Schwinn shop.
And we were summering in this place when I was a kid. We had a house on this place called Beer Lake, and my dad, I had the Raleigh bike, which I gotten for Christmas, and I used training wheels for a while. But he took off the training wheels. And he did that classic thing where he was like, "No, I'll hold you. And he was holding, yeah. and then he was like, "Hey, Todd!" And then I was like, "What?" And he's like, "I'm back here!" And I fell.
Of course.
Did your dad do something like that?
Yeah, except he just pushed me over.
That's sad. Sad your dad was not. That wasn't nice.
The Beast.
Within. I don't have anything to add to that.
Picnic.
The Swarm with Michael Caine.
So we're bringing it back to the bees.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think because we're on bees and the swarm, and you said picnic, and it made me think of the picnic with the family and the swarm, and the bees attack the family. I think mostly cinematically.
No,
most of my memories are of movies, not of things that have actually happened to me.
It's funny how the mind works.
Yeah, it's sad.
Lampshade.
Actually, it makes me think of the lamp that's right behind me right now.
Ah!
There's a lamp back there that's from a set of some show that my father-in-law worked on. It was a Halloween-themed set. I don't know, some variety show. Can't remember which one. It's a cool lamp, though.
It's nice. It's got the like, tassel-y beads and stuff.
Yeah, I bring it with me everywhere I go. That's why I brought
it. Oh, that's probably a staging. That's why it's in your head. Yeah. Eternal Damnation.
Most likely me.
Uh-huh.
If I'm wrong and the Catholic Church is right, I'm
yeah, you're gonna
I'm going
you're
to
gonna feel pretty silly.
I'm not sure which circle. Probably five.
Yeah, whichever one.
Fifth
yeah.
circle. One of the warmer ones.
Circus.
Elephant. Yeah, that's all I got. Elephant.
Just elephant?
Yeah.
Finger paints.
Kindergarten art. There's a lot. We have a lot of kindergarten art because my son just got done with kindergarten. So we have, you know, we got the end of the year, all the stuff that you bring home, and we have a massive amount of finger painting and drawings, and yeah, he did a lot of that.
1,000 years of hellfire.
Roddy Piper. Oh. Roddy Piper.
Why?
I don't know, just I thought of Hell Comes to Frogtown, the Roddy Piper vehicle, for some reason. I think mostly just because you said hell.
Ski ball.
Oh, the boardwalk. We were just down in, I don't know, some beach town. Not Long Beach. Huntington Beach?
Huntington Beach. Redondo, maybe.
Maybe Redondo. I can't remember. We went on like some whale watch in one of those fancy pants towns.
Yes.
And my son, 6-year-old son, played ski ball for the first time.
Ah.
It was very exciting. He was very excited. He got a lot of tickets. That it was like 400 tickets, and he got a keychain.
Excellent.
It's not really a good prize.
No.
You have to have thousands of tickets to get anything good.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Microwave.
Dinner. Yeah, that was I microwaved dinner a lot in college.
Yeah. Bachelor's best friend.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you accept Satan as your lord and master?
I do. No.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. My thanks to Todd Robert Anderson. I'm Flavius Maximilian, and this has been the Toncast.